Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We have been talking about this whole black hole business. It is really quite something. It's a huge, huge story. And it seems to have the whole astronomy world quite excited. Professor Roger Dean is chair of radio astronomy at WITS. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks very much for having me. And a good morning to your listeners.
So first of all, what is a black hole? It isn't somebody who just left like the cap on the camera, right?
No, not quite. So it is a puzzle that people ask, well, you took a photograph of a black hole. How, by definition,
exactly,
something that from which light cannot escape, do you do that? Are you spinning a story?
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we actually measure the very, very hot gas. This is sort of billions of degrees that are swirling into the black hole in its immediate vicinity. And the black hole is so massive that it actually distorts light. Light bends around it and even orbits around it. So the combination of a black hole, some of the light disappearing into the black hole and swirling around it, forms this ring-like structure of very hot glowing gas. And it's that we imaged, and we almost see it in silhouette or projection.
And why is this a big event? And I see that BBC are leading with it as a headline: black hole, first picture of a Milky Way monster. Is it the fact that a photo has been captured, or is it the fact that this is now seen for the first time in the Milky Way?
Well, those are two of the reasons. So in general, it's very important that we, and our collaboration of over 300 researchers has been working very hard on that. Making black hole images is important because, as I described, it's a very extreme part of the universe. And in physics, if you really want to test fundamental laws, you go to those extremes. And that image is of that ring-like structure. There's a very precise prediction from Einstein as to what the size of that and the shape of that should look like. So that's the first reason why this is important. But there's a more local importance as well, on cosmic scales at least. And you mentioned that. This is the supermassive black hole that lies at the heart of our cosmic home, the Milky Way. And so understanding this black hole and is really important because it actually, we know that black holes influence their surroundings and their host galaxies. They can trigger star formation or they can shut off star formation. And, you know, that, zooming in on that image really kind of gives us a better understanding of what's going on right in the vicinity of that black hole that actually shapes the development of our own home galaxy.
The fact that, I mean, and this always perplexes me, is when we talk about scale and size and distance, anything to do with our galaxy, we're talking about this being 60 million kilometers across. We're talking about it being 26,000, I think, light years away from us. How do we even try to understand what that means? It's really so huge that it's almost insignificant in a way.
Yeah, it is challenging to get one's head around the numbers, and I think the comparisons are sort of more useful here. I think, well, at least for me, in helping me digest some of these numbers. But to kind of give you a reference, I mean, the universe is approximately 13.8 billion years old. So that means that the light that we're seeing from the birth of the universe, close to the birth of the universe, you know, has been traveling to us for 13.8 billion years. Whereas in comparison, the light that we captured in this image of the black hole, the center of our galaxy, was only, in inverted commas, traveling for 27,000 light years.
You know, that really does help, actually. It's an interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah, so if you put that on cosmic scales, it's inside of our galactic home. And that was one of the key reasons why this was important as well, is because you might remember in 2019, we captured the first image of a black hole in a galaxy outside of ours. And that was a different beast altogether. So that was 55 million light years away, and a black hole that was 1,000 times more massive. So 6.5 billion times the mass of the sun squeezed into that black hole that was basically the size of our solar system. But by mere coincidence, that's 1,000 times more massive, but it's also 1,000 times further away. And these two shadow images, these rings, look strikingly similar in both in their size and shape. And that in its own right is an incredible validation of Einstein's theory of general relativity.
Absolutely fascinating. Professor Roger Dean, Chair in Radio Astronomy at Wits University. Unfortunately, that all is all we have time for.